This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is kind of breaking news here. We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts. Looks like there is now a Hillary Clinton naked statue that has appeared. Remember the Donald Trump naked statues that appeared? A few, was it months ago?
Seems who like, is that licking her nipple? Is that Bernie Sanders?
It could very well be.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I literally just pulled the story up. Right. I don't know anything else about it. The headline is, Nearly Naked Hillary Clinton Statue Sparks Fury in Downtown New York City. It appeared during rush hour today. So we'll get into that story when we get the chance. We're going continuing with your calls and thoughts. But with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
And we're going to go back to your calls. And we were actually on Skype with Liberty Phoenix, who brought up an issue about a kitty that he has. Now, I don't know whose kitty it is. I didn't get that. I don't recall that detail from him there.
Well, isn't it its own?
Huh?
Technically. Isn't it its own? Technically.
Okay, so that's sort of part of what we're discussing here, is whether or not you can kind of own a cat or a pet in some way.
Can you own anything?
Well, you know, ownership is defined by possession in a lot of ways and the ability to defend that possession, right? So technically, you or Renee own the kitty that's in the studio here, and that's because you're taking care of it, you're possessing it, although the cat could, in theory, escape and then, you know, reclaim its own self-ownership.
I never know to go with this stuff because I've always believed in the anarcho-capitalist principles, but once you smoke enough DMT, you realize that you're not in control of any of it. You know, whatever's going... And I know you're
well,
about this,
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean,
well,
I would
say
the opposite
issue
is true.
That I have is, you know, what's really required for self-ownership? I mean, I would think it would be, you know, being able to be sentient and aware and being able to be responsible for yourself. But, I mean, if a cat fits all of those parameters for self-ownership, then
does
what
it,
right
it can't
do
give itself
have?
Medicine to keep itself alive. Does it fit those parameters?
There's not a lot of
die because it has a thyroid problem
either.
Because someone can't give it medicine.
Now, Johnson, you're referring back to, for listeners just tuning in, what Liberty Phoenix had said in the initial part of his call in the former segment was he had a moral concern over whether or not he could force a pill down the kitty's throat. He hasn't been able to, you know, trick it into taking the pill. So the question is, should he be able to force? That's what you're referring to.
No, of course not. You shouldn't be able to force it. Just like you shouldn't be able to force children to take medicine either. You should join a Jesuit cult or something, I don't know.
Well, there are some parents who are like, they will not force their kids to do anything. They,
right.
What do they call it, peaceful parenting?
Yeah.
I
we're
believe
not going to give our baby that has cancer, you know, or whatever, you know, like, we're not going to take this curable disease and give it, you know, the medicine. We're going to do holistic herbal essences therapy.
Well, that's different. There are some parents who do that,
yeah.
But the parents
and
I'm talking
their
about...
their kid just dies.
No, the parents I'm talking about are the ones who will let the children decide, right? So, oh, you don't want to brush your teeth tonight? Okay, fine. Don't brush your teeth.
Right.
I think it's a terrible idea because then their teeth are going to get, you know, rotted and cavitated, right. And then what, are the kids going to pay for it? No, you're going to have to pay for it.
But more often than not, if you're talking to your child about brushing their teeth, you're going to convince them through, you know, logic, reason, or, you know, bargaining, whatever.
I agree with
you're
you.
Not going to smack them on the butt.
Hopefully,
you know,
you'll
the
convince
same concept.
Them.
Yeah, I'm obviously
no,
against
the same concept. You're
no,
not hitting the cat and saying, cat, take this medicine.
It's not like a punishment. You know, you're not giving him, like, a poisonous pill because you hate the cat. You know what I'm saying? It's not a punishment.
The pill's going
it
to...
Just, he doesn't want to do it, but he needs to.
The kitty has a thyroid problem, is what you told us before. And I don't know. That sounds like it could be painful. It could result in the cat having some sort of pain. It could result in the cat dying sooner rather than later. And if, you know, I understand the dilemma that you're having here. It's like, you know, you're worried that you're going to violate some sort of principle. But there are certain times in life where, again, the non-aggression principle is a darn good principle, but it's only a starting point for how humans should interact with one another. There's, I think, more important things that people need to focus on, which includes treating people well.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about human-animal interactions, and of course, all humans are animals, but you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about human-pet interactions here. Is it somehow wrong to force a pill down a pet's throat?
Or even to have a cat in your house and not let it leave. Does that make you a slave master because
you are a prison warden.
A prison warden,
and you're hopefully operating a happy little prison where your ward will enjoy itself and prefer to be there.
Yeah, I would prefer my cats don't go outside and get eaten by foxes, thanks.
Or they have fisher cats up here as well, which will tear their guts out.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
There's a lot of places around there, though, that where cats are quite capable of living their entire lives outside, coming back and forth.
Living likely a shorter life.
A lot of cats that are outer cats, you know, they have a lot of several different families that they'll go to a lot of times. You know what I mean?
Sure. But they're going to live outside.
If they can provide for themselves.
Good luck surviving through the winter.
Yeah, you know what the likelihood of a cat surviving its entire life is, like outside? It's not high.
They're going to die much sooner. If they're out in the wild, they're going to either get hit by a car,
right,
going to get torn up by something that's bigger than them.
Coyote, fox, fisher cat.
Or like this one kitty that showed up here at the studio a couple of weeks ago. It was really tragic.
Yeah.
There was a little kitty that showed up here. It had worms crawling out of its anus, and it was literally dying when it arrived here because
tapeworm.
It had been outside. And yeah, it was likely tapeworm that ended up ending its life. And it literally died in Renee's arms as you and her, Cody, drove to the veterinary clinic in the middle of the night.
We had to get to Manchester because there wasn't a 24-hour clinic in Keene.
Now, at that point, that cat was so out of it that it wouldn't have been able to refuse anything, right? You know, it was just so weak and so out of it. Had you forced a pill on it or forced some sort of shot into it, it wouldn't have been even really able to complain about it at that point. Would that have made it okay if the cat can't fight back? If it can't give you any kind of verbal or physical indication that it doesn't want the pill?
It was in a state of helplessness at that point. There was nothing it could have done. He needed somebody to care for it, and I'm not going to say, you know, when I've got a dying animal with me, I'm not sitting here debating, you know, the morality of any of this. I'm like, this cat needs help. We're driving to the clinic. We're going to get there now. You've
got
to make split-second decisions. It's not like you're sitting down thinking about a trolley problem. No, you are driving your cat to the veterinarians.
What were you saying, John?
Yeah, if a cat can't or won't take its medicine, then it needs someone to care for it.
Yeah. I agree with these guys.
I don't know. Maybe it comes down to an issue of consent overall, then. I mean,
the cat doesn't understand why it needs to take the medicine. How can it consent to taking medicine? It doesn't know that it needs medicine.
That's where I think it creates a market for somebody to develop some type of product where humans and cats can communicate more effectively.
I'm sure that there are people who would love to do that, and there are probably people working on it. Thanks for the call tonight, Phoenix. Appreciate it. Great idea. I mean, I think that'd be wonderful to be able to communicate with animals. And they certainly, you know, they've been studying dolphins and chimpanzees as well to teach them various different words. I believe a dolphin can know hundreds of words. And
not only that, they've got regional dialects. So, you know, you can grab a dolphin from one area. It might have a certain language it's learned in that regional culture. But you take a dolphin from somewhere completely else, and they've got a whole different language, just like people do.
Southern dolphins from Miami, they're all like, and they're out in California. They're saying
the dolphin version of, I tell you what, boy.
It's not unbelievable to think that, don't they have like phone programs now that can actually literally translate people speaking on the fly? Doesn't that exist?
Yes.
Okay, so I've never tried it myself. I've just heard that it exists. So you've already got it to where you can actually have a phone, a smartphone, know what people are saying that you can't translate yourself, and it will tell you those things. And you can also, like, take pictures or live video of signs in other languages, and it'll translate that, too. So it's only a matter of time before someone figures out how to make the dolphin app where you can actually talk to dolphins.
Yeah, but when it comes to cats specifically, Their method of communication is more in emotion and body language. If you can pick up on the vibe your pet is putting out, then you're going to know what emotional state it's in. And, you know, that's the thing is, like, you know, communication, you know, only a small amount of that is words.
That's true.
You got to pay attention to their facial expressions, body language, the vibes they're putting out. If you can practice that, then you can learn to know what your cat's thinking.
So let's do it. Ready? Yes, translation software exists.
I can't hear it. It's too far away.
Yeah, it's too far away.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. Then beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelationthemovie.info.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us. us on the radio and bring up anything you want, whether it's force-feeding animals pills or anything you want to discuss. It goes here on Free Talk Live. We'll come back to talk about psychopaths here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have a studio kitty in here who is being rambunctious and causing issues. We have a kitty cam now. You can go and watch it at cam.freetalklive.com.
I hope he's not still tweaking on catnip. I did kind of... I kind of gave him a lot earlier.
That's cam.freetalklive.com if you want to check the studio cam feed out and see the orange kitty in here. We'll continue with your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. Also, entrepreneurship, progress, and innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It is the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL for free online lessons, perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course is Economics in One Day. It's easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics. An understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've got Rudy on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, guys. You said there's an address for a cat cam?
Cam.freetalk. Yeah, cam.freetalklive.com.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a cat dude. I can tell you how that man needs to do what he needs to do to give the pill to the cat. I mean, the cat knows the pill's coming anyway. It's been happening. Also, like, all the cat wants is somebody that's competent. And you need two people. Someone holds the cat. You know, you put your hand underneath the cat's front arms and you can't do nothing. After you put on a Levi jacket, something to protect yourself, basically. And when you have the cat by underneath the front arms, you stick your finger at the back of his jaw and push towards the middle of his throat. And he will lean his head back and open up his mouth all the way. And you just throw the pill as far back as you can, close the mouth, and you just blow as hard as you can on his nose. And the cat will swallow.
Yep. Good advice. Thanks, Rudy, for the call tonight.
Get one of those packages of tuna that comes in a foil pack. Mm-hmm. A little treat every time.
Yeah. They also have those, they have like Greenies, the Greenies brand. Makes these little pill containers that are made out of food, so you can put the pill, like, it's almost like a food clay that you kind of wrap around the pill, and they'll, you know, they can eat the pill that way, too.
Nice.
But I use a little
What's the name
strange.
Of the studio cat?
Hmm?
What's the name of the studio
Tails. And my cats are really good. I've got two cats myself, and they're both really good about taking the medicine. And they both... You know, they'll just take it. I mean, they I just put it a little bit at a time, and they just swallow it, and, you know, gentle, and they just
I don't know if
cooperate.
Liberty Phoenix, by the way, Rudy hung up there. Thanks for the call, man. I don't know if Liberty Phoenix was serious in that he was really having a concern over whether or not he should force feed a pill that could help a kitty to the kitty. But, I mean, if you're going to take that to that level, then you should also have a concern with using duplicity, right? Like, if it's a concern to force the pill down the cat's throat, shouldn't it also be an equal concern to trick the cat into
fraud.
Taking the pill?
Yeah.
Right, now you've engaged in fraud against
right.
the cat.
I mean, force or fraud, those are your two options there, apparently.
Right. And, you know, let's take this to a larger level. I mean, it's one thing.
Was it fraud? What if you sell the cat as you're giving it the pill? There's a pill in this. It's food, but there's a pill in there.
So I think there's a bigger discussion that we can have. What about forcing pills on humans? Okay, right. So now we're let's talk about human beings, you know, equal level, purportedly. We've had a situation where, you know, there has been a crazy person who wasn't originally crazy, but the individual stayed up too long. And no, it wasn't me, although this happened to me similarly back in 2007 or 2008 or 7 or whatever it was. But I don't – anyway, this is a more recent example. Mm-hmm. There was somebody who was here in Keene. I won't say who it was, but somebody was here in Keene, stayed up too long, went insane. And, you know, it was basically dreaming while he was awake. essentially eyes were open,
right.
But he was dreaming and essentially hallucinating because of that.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's a scary, scary place to be. I don't recommend anyone ever go there. But that's where he was, and somebody recommended that he take this antipsychotic medication that somehow we were able to get our hands on. And so there was some, you know, debate of whether or not is it wrong to take a human being who is purportedly your friend, who needs help, and does not have the wherewithal.
I just need a good hit of a Trank gun.
Well, there's an argument for that, too. But, you know, the question is it wrong for a human being in a situation where they need some sort of assistance? They cannot take care of themselves. They have gone insane. Thankfully, I think temporarily insane, but nonetheless, to, you know, trick this individual into taking a pill that he otherwise may not want to take.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, okay, if he was sober, then it would be wrong, but there'd be no reason to give him the pill. If he's in a sleep-deprived, psychotic state, then he's not going to be thinking clearly.
No.
And it goes back to the same thing. You're in a state of mind of complete helplessness. You don't know what's right for you. And somebody else, you know, and we're not talking about somebody who wants to do something malicious. You know, we're not talking about like a Bill Cosby situation, mm-hmm. like, you know, oh, I'm going to see what I can do. Like, no, we're talking about we're concerned for this person that can't make decisions right now. And I say go for it.
But the non-aggression principle says you can't do that.
I'm just thinking Bill Cosby situation. What is he, hiding pills in pudding?
Jell-O pudding pops, right?
You're going to put the jello pudding pop down your
throat. Then you'll put something else. No, never mind.
Yeah.
This is a tough question, though, because the libertarians have the non-aggression principle, which says you shouldn't initiate force against another person. Yeah, that you shouldn't do that.
And I think it's
in that
preferable.
Situation, you are violating the non-aggression principle, aren't you?
Maybe, okay. But, you know, okay, it's preferable behavior. It's something to, you know, think about, yeah. Try to live by, but life is not black and white. There's going to be situations
right.
where you just...
The crazy person situation brings up some very hard questions for libertarians.
Yeah. And
because how else do you deal with that?
Sometimes
do you just let this madman go roaming about the neighborhood before the police pick him up and put him into a, you know, some sort of mental facility?
Right.
And then, you know, or maybe charge him with some sort of criminal act because this guy was not with it any way, shape, or form.
You know, you let someone like that wander around by themselves, they could hurt themselves.
They could hurt themselves.
They could fall off a bridge. I mean, there's so many.
Dude had a gun on him at the beginning of this.
Wait, yeah. It's even worse.
And he was forcibly disarmed.
I'm not against that. I'm really not.
Right. So, you know, there's a bunch of theory, and then there's what happens in reality. Now, at the very least, libertarians are aware of this non-aggression principle, so at least they would know if they were violating it, right? Like, you are aware that you're violating the non-aggression principle, but presumably this person, if they were sane, would want you to.
Right.
That this is what they
there's
would want.
There's also a reason why it's called the principle.
Right. There are exceptions.
It's not the non-aggression law.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. But what do you think about it? You can join us here, share your opinion, 855-450-FREE, or join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can bring up anything that you want as well. And coming up, we'll talk about psychopaths, who are people who violate the non-aggression principle regularly, and they don't care what they're doing. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, believes that the greatest threat to Bitcoin comes from the inside. There are those in the Bitcoin community that do not want to see Bitcoin grow, and they're holding back the increase of the block size to 2 megabytes. Now, a new Bitcoin client has been introduced, and it's and it has an increased block size and is supported by Roger Ver. Recently, via BTC, the fifth largest miner switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited, and Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Coincidence? Most observers don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. And you can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. That's bitcoinunlimited.info. I downloaded the Bitcoin Unlimited client this week, and it is running right now on the LRN studio computer here. So definitely support the ideas there of increasing the block size to more than what it is right now. It's 1 megabyte right now. They want to increase it to 2 and then perhaps more in the future. Bitcoinunlimited.info. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Gene the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys. I'll pull over here in a second. I can't pull over right where I'm at, but I wanted to call and let people know that they really need to start supporting Hillary, because, you know, she can't be be touched. There's no way she's going to lose this election. And it's obvious from all of the emails that have been released that this girl is Teflon. There's nothing going to ever stick to her. Nothing's ever going to happen to her. She's still going to win the election. She will be the next president. People need to get on the bandwagon before it's too late. You know, Vince Foster, he made some wrong move somewhere, and they will next year, probably mid-2017, they're going to have that list where people will start getting rounded up and put into cages and taken care of if they're not on the right team. So for your own good, for everybody's good, I'm telling you, you need to start supporting Hillary right now. Don't wait. Because
so you're saying
be
if
on
you
right.
don't support Hillary, there's a chance that they'll execute you?
Well, they'll round you up. I don't know if they're going to be so drastic as to, you know, gas everybody or anything. But they'll definitely round you up, stick you in cages, and make sure that you get re-educated, probably. I'm going to guess that if they're going to go for re-education.
Well, there have long been conspiracy theories about so-called FEMA camps, which reportedly slated at some point for some sort of mass roundups of Americans. And it's not to say that it's unbelievable because, well, it happened in the past. They did round up, for instance, Japanese and I believe some German Americans back during World War II. So, I mean, it's not unprecedented. It's not impossible to believe that it couldn't happen again. But ultimately, you know, the claims about the FEMA camps are pretty ridiculous, and they've been, you know, there have been a lot of holes poked into that. So I doubt they're going to be doing rounding up political opponents, but I suppose it could happen, Gene.
Well, they could just then execute you because that would be a whole lot simpler.
Don't you think that would make the American public mad enough to actually start the whole revolution thing, though? I mean, they got to play their cards right. I mean, maybe they do want to round us up, and maybe they've got plans. But, you know, they can only push it so much at once.
The American people have become a bunch of wusses. I mean, look at what's happened since World War II. Everybody is paying in half of what they make. You know, all the Americans are slaves. All the Americans are bought out. They're part of the system. They actually worship the symbol of their oppression. Before every sports game and everything else, they worship. So I'm telling you, I'm warning you guys, you're going to be on that list. I'm officially supporting Hillary now. I'm going to change my... The Ron Paul Corvette is now going to be rewrapped. It's going to be the Hillary Corvette. And I'm ready...
If there's a list, I'm already on it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to worry myself about it.
I'm definitely on the list, and I've been there for a long time.
It's not too late. You can repent. You can be saved.
There's more worth living for than pandering to politicians and politics and the political process. And thank you for the call, Gene. I know you've got your tongue firmly planted in your cheek there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, you know, being afraid of the federal government is what has gotten us to this point. Or being afraid of the government in general is what has gotten us to this point, where people are obedient, they are serfs, they are slaves, and, you know, most of them like it. Don't even realize it. As I believe it was Harriet Tubman said back in the day, the Underground Railroad, that she freed 1,000 slaves and she could have freed 1,000 more if only they had realized they were slaves. Let's go to TJ the Spy. He's on the line, I believe, in Colorado from Skype. Hey, TJ.
Actually, I'm in Dinwiddie, Virginia, my good sir.
Okay, you're in Dinwiddie now. You are just traveling all over the place.
Yes,
you were in Colorado last night.
Yes, we were.
All right, then. So what's up?
Anyway, I would like to say, you know, as you know, I lost my lawyer virginity, so to speak, and made my first official entry of appearance as James's attorney in the state of New Hampshire in his annulment. So for those of you who don't know, Mr. James Cleveland is known as Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And he was known as a person who would go around filling the parking meters, and he got sued by the city, and that's another interesting story. But he was out filming the police one day, and at the request of a New Hampshire trooper, he complied twice with backing up, and then the third time he was asked to back up, Mr. Cleveland said, well, I think you're just asking me to not film you because you don't want to be filmed, and that is an unlawful order, and he stood his ground. And today the court, I should say, we're going to officially announce that the court has corrected a wrong. So not only was James acquitted by a jury of disorderly conduct and the state declined to prosecute him on the, excuse me, he was acquitted of resisting arrest, and he was the prosecutor. In other words, the state declined to prosecute him further on the resisting disorderly conduct charge.
Mm-hmm.
But the arrest is still there when they run your fingerprints. So he still has to say, have you ever been arrested? Until today, as of September 27th, I'm holding in my hand with a nice shiny gold seal
nice.
And the Keene District Court, Mr. Cleveland's certificate of annulment, both charges of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest have been officially expunged and annulled from his record.
Wow.
On the ground, he should have never been arrested in the first place, mm-hmm. is basically what the court has said. That's what this certificate means.
And was it Judge Burke who issued the order? Or the other judge?
Judge Kissinger.
Kissinger from the Superior Court.
Judge
okay.
Kissinger. Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. Look yes. good. I'm really glad to hear that. By the way, for listeners that don't know, James Cleveland is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, as is TJ, and he was heroically arrested just doing his job, being the media at a scene of a potential suicide, which ended up being suicide here in Keene back in 2014 in the summertime. And that's the case that you're referring to. The video, I don't think has ever come out. I hope that at some point, TJ, that can actually happen.
He was waiting until today, mm-hmm. my good friend. I knew you were going to say that. And as you know, I love being an attorney, even though I'm not licensed by the state. I have the nasty habit of being a bad government slave sometimes. I practice the law without a license. But, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm solid legally on First Amendment grounds. But anyway, today we were in Dinwiddie, and we went out in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of the mountains, and they have this big, beautiful courthouse. And in front, with ominous red letters, it says, warning, no video cameras, recording devices, books, papers, pens, chains, jeez. Weapons. And so, yes, it was like, how can we torture the slaves more? Like when you come in for jury duty, you're not even allowed to bring a book to read. You can't bring a newspaper to read. If you're a defendant, you're not allowed to bring anything unless, you know, you're an attorney.
It's ridiculous.
If you're representing yourself, you can bring in a notepad. And I just said, you know, Your Honor, I was going in there and one of these nice black bailiffs said, sir, you can't have that little 12-inch chain on your wallet in here. And I'm just thinking, do I really want to be honest? Because I was pretty baked at that point. And you know that I sometimes say things that are just like, well, you know, bailiff, you have a gun. I don't. You have a bulletproof vest. I don't. I think the tactical advantage would go to you here in a change.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you have more of your story. You can hang on if so, TJ. It's interesting the drastic differences between some courthouses. Here in New Hampshire, you can go into a courthouse as just somebody watching, and you can have your smartphone with you. Not a problem. They just don't want you to have it making noise.
Yeah.
But in this courthouse, you can't even bring anything.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do to show that support is shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You go into the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's that simple. It's the same great Amazon prices that you're used to, the same super shipping deals and Amazon Prime and all that. So just go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones here, we've got TJ the Spy on the line with us in Dinwiddie, Virginia, where you don't get to bring anything into court unless you're the defendant, and then they'll let you have a pencil and a pad of paper. And that's about it.
Yes, and you say, why would I want to go to a place, you know, an ungodly place like that? And that's because, James, as you might recall, back in, I think back in 2015, yeah, March of 2015, he was driving through Dinwiddie, Virginia, in his box truck, and the officer made a U-turn and said, ha, I spotted your cracked windshield on a dark night. I was traveling the opposite direction at 50 miles an hour. They said, no, honey, he just saw you, you know, and said, oh, box truck, drug dealer,
right,
and pulled you over, and then made up the reason ex post facto. And then he wanted to do a search, a tat down, and James invoked correctly his Fourth Amendment right to not be searched, and he made a video of this. And, you know, ultimately, they brought out the DA, and the DA said, well, we can seize and we'll obtain a search warrant. And they had retained modafinil, which is a Schedule 4 controlled compound, very similar to mild stimulant that James had a prescription for. And they charged him with possession of modafinil without a prescription. Now, they totally messed up here because he did have a prescription. And so he spent $1,500, and they dropped the charges. And
he spent the money on an attorney, by the way, just to be clear, that $1,500 was on
it. Remember, if you spend $1,500, he had to go to jail for 2 days.
Right.
He did have to spend $1,500. You remember you were there when everything went falling apart. So you helped him out of that difficult scrape. And yes. I said, yeah, it's very scary. You have no money. If they take your, like, think about it. If an officer pulled you over on the side of the road right now and said, hand over your car keys, your wallet, your ID, your credit cards. Everything was in the police custody. And they say, okay, you're free to go.
What do you
do? Where am I going to go to? Right. I mean, a hotel, they require a driver's license.
Thank goodness there was a cop block guy who was in the area who was able to assist. He actually received, I think, a Western Union money down to him. And so this dude, I didn't know who he was, right? Like, I never talked to the dude before, but he was recommended by somebody who I knew who was in cop block down in Virginia. And so I just wired him $1,000, and he used that to bail James out in the middle of the night. And then, sadly, a few weeks later, the same cop block guy died in a head-on car collision. He was in a car with three other cop blockers from Virginia, and they all died in this head-on collision. So the dude... it's a tragic story, and I mean the least of the problems at that point was the $1,000. I mean, I felt terrible about that, but
instructed me to get to the point, Ian.
Go ahead.
My client instructed me to get to the point. He said, today we were in court, and the prosecutor said, we have no objections to granting this position. And I said, something is wrong, because they always object, no matter what. Even if it's something silly, they'll just make up a reason. And so James very cleverly asked, and it was very brilliant, well, wait a minute, why aren't you guys objecting? And she hemmed and hawed, but then admitted that the officer who had arrested James had been fired for lying.
Interesting.
And I said, hold it. Whoa, back up. Anytime the government's saying, yeah, we'll give you what you want, just go away, don't say anything, something's being hidden. And I said, you know what? I love computers because they allow you to go through the court records and see what is there. And I said, you know, I would love to have a copy of every court case this guy has touched. Mm. What was he fired? Did he perjure himself on the witness stand? Did he plant evidence? Because if he planted evidence, or if he coerced a suspect, that, you know, just, you know, he might have had 500 cases.
It could invalidate
all of those 500
cases.
Defendants.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, because that was the thing. It's like, well, yeah, a lot of people... Yeah, a good attorney will find out about that and say, oh, let's move to have a new trial. And, you know, I said to the poor prosecuting attorney, yeah, you guys messed up because you should have known this guy was planting evidence, or this trooper was involved in something hinky. That's what I'm digging around.
Wow.
Because, you know, the one thing about being a spy, you can kind of detect when the people in power don't want you nosing around, but they can't really do anything to stop you from nosing around. So they just kind of like, hopefully he won't look here. Hopefully he won't look there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of like looking to all the court clerks being like, where should I start looking? And they're like, I don't know. I got a job here to protect.
Right.
On the other hand, if they write down on a piece of paper, I think this court case would be very interesting. I'd say, you know, gosh, bless disgruntled government employees, you know.
So did you get a tip from one of the court employees?
That's what I'm following up, because it's like, well, I got a docket number, and I'm just like, well, you know, I need to know how to pull, like, is there a Freedom of Information Act request or something? Because I said,
sure, there is.
It's very vague, and it's like, you know, like she said, the officer is no longer with our department. He was fired for lying.
So what are you doing? Are you going to stay there? Are you staying there in Dinwiddie to continue this investigation on this officer?
I said, you know, I'm happy to do that as long as I'm not stoned, because not that I couldn't be a lawyer stoned, because, you know, it's a dreadfully boring job. You go in there, everyone looks like death warmed over. I mean, you're just like, oh, God, I hate my job. And I said, well, I would, too, if I had to listen to this boring stuff all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's the same story. And I said it was very interesting because James walks in there, and every time they say, yeah, I'm a pro se petitioner, they look and go, well, you don't act like a pro se petitioner.
Because pro se is some crazy don't person. Know what they're doing. Yeah, for sure. Hey, TJ,
yeah,
will you
they'll
do
go
us
up
a favor
there and they'll.
And keep us in the loop on this as it develops. I mean, I'm always interested to hear what's going on with you guys. You're always up to something interesting. And are you going to write something up about either of these?
Well, absolutely. We'll put the certificate of annulment up. And so officially now, thanks to the heart, it's been a year, but James has never been arrested. He has no criminal record, and I can say that officially. And Mr. Cleveland would like to say a few words. If you don't want to bring him on now, I can bring him on the next segment. He would just like to say he's pleased that he didn't beat the system. He finally, it took a long time, but justice prevailed. And the officer who arrested him, thank goodness, was doing something hinky.
Well, it's only the semblance that justice has prevailed. I mean, he's spent 2 years of his life in this conflict or these both of these conflicts. And, you know, there's not going to be any kind of money that's going to be given to them, right? Like,
well, it's obvious what they're paying for. They had a, I mean, gosh darn it, I never saw so many police officers as I have on the interstates of Virginia. And I'm like, how are these people getting paid? And then it's like, oh, civil asset forfeiture. Mm-hmm. You pull all over the people. You take $2,000 or $3,000 and say, look, it would be 30, you know, 10, 20,000 for you to go to court and get it back. Now, if you agree to let us have the money, we won't take your children away. And, I mean, God help you if you have any type of drug paraphernalia, they'll take the car now, too. Or if you're a, you know, a guy looking for a girl, ah, you paid $20 for an intimate massage with a happy ending, they can take your car now, too. So, I mean, civil asset forfeiture is very brutal here. And you can tell because they have a very nice courthouse with marble, mm-hmm. and it's this big, ominous building.
Yep, no doubt. Anyway, hey, TJ, if you want to have James call in, you should do that on a different phone or maybe get a better signal because we're losing some packets. It's not unintelligible. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. It's not unintelligible, but it wasn't the best either. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kudos to James Cleveland, former co-host here, for actually having his record annulled. That's a level
that's awesome
that I've never seen anyone go to before.
Right.
So congratulations to him for that. Let's go to David. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, howdy, y'all. Hey, you know, I remember, is it 6 months ago, didn't the radio studios get raided? And
they sure did.
And was that the case where he was manning the studios? And is that the case that he was talking about?
No, that there is no case there. There's no charges that have been filed against anyone in that FBI raid of the LRN studios. But no, what he's referring to is where James Cleveland was arrested on two different occasions. One for recording video of a scene outside of a house where a man was suicidal here in Keene, and he didn't leave in the way that the police wanted him to, and so they arrested him illegally there. And then another one where he was arrested simply for driving through Dinwiddie, Virginia, in a box truck.
Oh, I see. You know, the first one, was he acting as a journalist
and
said he was interfering, basically?
They basically said, move back. He moved back, and then they told him to move back again, and he said, no, I'm fine here. I'm going to stay here. And then they arrested him for disorderly conduct.
Yeah, is the show just over? I hear the music coming.
No, not at all. Stand by, David. We'll bring you back here in hour number three. Coming up here, plus, I do want to talk about psychopaths, and I know, Johnson, you do as well. We'll get into that when we get the chance. Lots of phone calls tonight, which we always enjoy. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Hour three is coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.